Each time a man stands up for an ideal, or acts to improve the lot of others, or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope. Robert Kennedy. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. Alice Walker. Chapter 1. A Call from the Klan. All of this began in October 1978. As an intelligence unit detective for the Colorado Springs Police Department, the first black detective in the history of the department, I might add, one of my duties was to scan the two daily newspapers for any reports of information concerning any hint of subversive activity that might have an impact on the welfare and safety of Colorado Springs. It's surprising what some people will put in the paper. Prostitution, obvious money schemes, that sort of thing, mostly. But every once in a while, there's something that really stands out. As I looked over the classified ads, one in particular caught my eye. It read, Ku Klux Klan, for information contact, P.O. Box 4771, Security, Colorado, 80230. Now, there was something unusual. The town of Security was a suburban housing development area located southeast of Colorado Springs near two main military bases, Fort Carson and NORAD, North American Aerospace Defense Command. The community was predominantly military, and there had been no known Klan activity in these parts. So I answered the ad. I wrote a brief note to the P.O. box explaining that I was a white man interested in obtaining information regarding membership in the KKK and furthering the cause of the white race. I wrote that I was concerned with niggers taking over things and that I wanted to change that. I signed my real name, Ron Stallworth, gave the undercover phone number, which was an unlisted, untraceable line, and used the undercover address, also untraceable. I placed my note in the envelope and dropped it in the mailbox.